When does a day begin and end according to Scripture? And this comes up every Sabbath. When does the Sabbath day start and when does the Sabbath day end? Now, when I first began observing the seventh-day Sabbath, I assumed that the day began after midnight on Friday. I don't know if anyone else was in that boat, but yeah, there's one. And so, you know, that's how I kept it. And then it went through to midnight that Saturday. However, when I came into contact with the Church of God, they showed me from the Bible that God's way of reckoning time was different. Now, in some ways, this is a very, very simple message, but it is something that plays into this time of year, plays into every Sabbath day, and it's not something that's necessarily understood by everybody. I think a lot of us take it for granted. We get it. How does the Bible do it? Well, a day begins and ends with sunset. A day begins with a sunset, and a day ends with sunset. And the Bible, if you think about it, and I'm going to ask you to walk through this with me, the Bible presents us with a very simple way of reckoning the beginning and the end of a day. According to the Bible, each day of the week begins and ends with the setting of the sun, which everybody can see. And using the sunset gives us a very easy, simple way of determining each day based on observation, based on your own two eyes built into your own little head. You don't need to know astronomy and you don't need to know mathematics to figure out when the day begins and the day ends. It's when the sun sets, right? It's very simple. That's how God does things. Using the sunset gives us a really easy way to determine by observation rather than advanced knowledge of the solar system. So why does modern society, which we all live in, begin the day at midnight? It's a long story. I'm not going to try and go into all of the history. We had our history lesson last time I spoke, right? The modern method of beginning a day at midnight is based on calculating the moment when our location is at its furthest point from the sun as Earth rotates in its orbit. I hope I said that right. But it's based on our relationship to the sun. And noon, of course, is the moment when the sun is closest, you know, and you've got your little sundials and the shadows at its shortest. And so midnight is the opposite of noon. While this is astronomically correct and very accurate, this humanly devised method is not one that the average person is able to calculate without assistance. Let me give you, for instance, if you have a young child, 4, 5, even younger perhaps, and you were to say to your son or daughter, hey, stand out on the back porch and just call out when the sun sets, when you can no longer see the sun, let's assume you've got a clear horizon, and let daddy know, okay, dad, the Sabbath has begun. Now, your 4-year-old child would be able to do that. They'd be able to sit out on the back porch. They'd be able to see the sun when it went down and call out, hey, Dad, Sabbath just started, right? Wouldn't they? So they'd be able to tell when a day begins or ends, if you want to take the flip side of it. It's available to everyone, even a child. And you can see when a day begins and when a day ends. Now, by contrast, let's say you, the smartest of you, were out in a field, okay? No smartphone, no watch. And let's say that you are out in the field from 10 in the evening to, say, 3. How in the world would you know when the day begins and the day ends? You'd have no idea. You just wouldn't, without assistance. I mean, if you're an expert in astronomy and stars and stuff like that, perhaps you could figure it out, but you'd probably need some instruments of measurement to go along with it. So it's a method of calculating days beginning and days ending that it's accurate, but it puts it out of reach of the average man, woman, and child. Whereas God's way is very simple and levels the playing field. Everybody knows when a day begins and ends using God's method, Now, sometimes I think when you're coming at it from the very beginning, like, you know, when I first started keeping the Sabbath, a reaction can be, man, why does everything biblical have to be so complicated? You know, when you start thinking about Passover, and I did it this year, I'd already kind of adjusted the Passover. Well, we kept the Passover yesterday, by most people's reckoning, but we didn't because the day began when the sun went down. The 14th of Nisan began when the sun went down. Today is still the 14th of Nisan, and it will end when the sun goes down. So I was working on the calendar, and I'd sent out a first draft to all the elders, and Mr. Boykin got back to me and said, you've got the wrong date, because I had already adjusted it forward, and then I did it again thinking, oh, I need to adjust it forward. So I double-dipped on that. So even after 35 years of doing this, it's a mental adjustment, because we are so ingrained with thinking of the day beginning at midnight. And it causes issues once in a while for people, particularly around the Passover, not so much with the Sabbath. People seem to be able to wrap their mind around the weekly Sabbath that it begins in the evening. But the Passover creates a special degree of mental tension. Scripture tells us that days begin at sunset. Go to Genesis 1. Very beginning of your Bible sets this straight. In Genesis 1, verse 14, we're told, God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times, days, and years. That's their purpose, okay? Now, if you take a look at verse 5, for example, it says, and then there was evening, and then there was morning, and that was the first day. Okay, then verse 8 says the same thing. There was evening, there was morning. That was the second day. Verse 13, 19, 23, and 31. Those are the days, and they're all spelled out. There was evening, and then there was day. That's biblical reckoning of time. Now, in the Bible, evening begins when the sun went down. Let's take a somewhat obscure verse here in Nehemiah 13, verse 19. Nehemiah 13, verse 19. This is looking at the weekly Sabbath, not the Passover. Oh, where am I? Nehemiah, come on, rascal. Nehemiah 13, verse 19. Did I say that wrong? When evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I ordered the doors to be shut and not open until the Sabbath was over. This was Nehemiah trying to get these people keeping the Sabbath properly. So there, the day, the Sabbath is about to begin when the evening comes. God commands that his Sabbaths are to be observed from evening to evening, which is, you know, what we do. Leviticus 23, verse 32, referring to the Day of Atonement, with a special emphasis on fasting and so forth, it says in verse 23, it is a day of Sabbath rest for you, and you must deny yourselves. From the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening, you are to observe your Sabbath. So this day was reckoned from evening to evening. Evenings begin the day, evenings end the day. Exodus 12, verse 18. In the first month, you are to eat bread made without yeast from the evening of the 14th day until the evening of the 21st day. So, from the end of the 14th day to the end of the 21st day. The New Testament also uses sunset as the way to begin and end days. Quick example, Mark 1, verse 32. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. So, after the sun had set, when the Sabbath was over, the crowds brought ailing people to him to be healed. They'd waited until after the Sabbath, because the Pharisees had said, you know, we can't do healings on the Sabbath, which is a different subject. Now, the gospel accounts also record that Joseph of Arimathea entombed Jesus' body before evening. Let's take a look at Mark 15. Verse 42, Mark 15, verse 42, it was preparation day, that is the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, etc., 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 Joseph of Arimathea, prominent member of the council, asked if he could get Jesus' body, he could entomb it because he wanted to get it wrapped up before the high day. Luke 23, verse 50, same thing. Luke 23, verse 50. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, good, upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action, and he came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Now let's compare that to John 19, verse 31. This is the verse that lets us know that this was not just any old Sabbath day. Not that every Sabbath day is not special, but it was a high day. This was the first day of unleavened bread that was coming along, one of the annual Sabbaths. John 19, verse 31 says, "Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath," or a high day Sabbath. And because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to break the legs, etc. They wanted to hasten this whole process so we get it all taken care of, so that we don't have these guys that we just sent to death hanging out there on the Sabbath. So if you think about this subject, this was my thinking on it. God, the creator of the Sabbath, God, the creator of the holy days, has given us a method for determining when days begin and when days end. And his way is very simple. And I love the fact that it's something that everyone in this room can do without any special advanced knowledge, without any calculation instruments or anything like that. You can know when a day begins and when a day ends. Okay? I just love the way it levels the playing field. It's a way that's understandable and available to all of us based on the power of observation. And, you know, to harken back to that comment I made earlier, I think there are times when, you know, we can look at it and say, why do you people have to make, if you're talking about the church, why do you have to make everything so hard? This days begin in the evening? That's crazy. Well, it actually makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Now, we don't do that. That's not what our society does. And we have to live in this world. We have to accommodate it. We have to work with it. But in keeping, as it said in Genesis, sacred times, holy times, weekly, annual, we calculate days using evening. We calculate days using evening. Day begins and the day ends. It's God's way of reckoning time. And the whole duration of a day is from sunset to sunset. And thus, the Sabbath begins Friday evening at sunset and ends Saturday evening at sunset. Today began at sunset, and it will end around 7:30 tonight. And that's God's way of reckoning time.